If I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился
сегодня. And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
You're listening to WowFireRadio.com presents the Jerry Torres program. No bad news, no sad news, no politics, no religion, just happy fun stuff. And now, here's your host, Jerry Torres.
Five-time Emmy Award-winning anchor Ron Burgundy and Tits McGee.
Now go do that voodoo that you do.
Yes! Welcome everybody to another edition episode of the Jerry Torres program here on WildFireRadio.com! Yes! How's everybody doing out there in Wonderland? Oh. The crowd loves me. How you doing, Tim? I can see you in NASA space station up there. How's it going? Things going?
Things are great in NASA.
Oh my God. I'd like to welcome everyone and all to another edition episode here of the Jerry Torres program here on WildFireRadio.com here on this cold day at the wind. Can you believe it, man? It was 60 some degrees and now today is like below, what is it? I don't know. To cool temperatures. Can you believe that? Like the weather just dropped really fast.
Freaks me out a little bit.
Oh man! I see you're prepared. You're wearing no socks. You're wearing a ankle high pants.
I'm inside most of that.
You are Arctic prepared, my friend. How are things with you, man? So the NFL, we're going to talk about that in sports. But your prediction? I predict Kansas and San Francisco. You?
I'm with you, actually.
Really? Oh, yeah. Thank God! All right. Who's going to take it all the way? I say Kansas City.
I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Ever since that major comeback that they did with Kansas City, it's like now it's like a who's who who's going to win this Saturday. Both games. Oh, it's Sunday. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Both games Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, both games will be on Sunday. One will start at 3, the other one at, I believe, 6 or 8. But it's going to be a tough call for the NFL right now, so we don't know what's going on. But anyway, let us begin with my stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome all to another wonderful evening show here. And besides, I'm going to say give a little shout-out to somebody out there. She told me not to say her name, but... I'll let this song, oh God, I hate these damn promos. She's a very nice lady. And yeah, this is her, this is, she doesn't want me to say her name. I'll let this song do this singing for me.
Can you let me know?
Oh my God, I love this song. And she's out there listening right now, I hope she is. Yeah, her first name is Bonita. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum. Oh my God. Anyway, so all is well right now. If you want to listen to the rest of my show, go on wildfireradio.com. Also, you can listen to the previous shows on the-jerry-torres-show.simplecast.com. Also, I am on, oh my God, I am on so many websites right now, podcast shows. It's incredible nowadays. I am on Spotify. I am on Podcaster, whatever you call them. I'm on Simplecast. I'm on Apple Podcast. So anytime you want to listen to me, just type in my name. That's all I got to do is just type my name, right?
Yeah, just Google it.
Yep. Yeah, just Google my name, and I'm on all those podcast shows. So it's been an interesting week for me and so many great things. The Patriots. Yes, the Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl. You know what? I'm gonna play some really good victory music. Yes, I'm going to say that one more time. The Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the song I wanted. I wanted Cool and the Gang, Celebrate. And then they're playing this El Guapo birthday song of the Patriots not going to the Super Bowl. Nah, what the hell? I didn't mean to touch it. I let the guns go in the air. Who cares? Big deal, you know? I love Mexico. This is a celebration because they're not going to the Super Bowl. All right? All right, anyway. So, like I said, man, as we meant to hit celebrate. So, in sports, we'll talk about what's happening in the UFC. The Eagles are out. It sucks. I know. And I'm working on my birthday show. That's another thing. My birthday is February 15th. It's going to be on a Saturday, which is awesome. So, I'll be 48 years old. Can you believe that?
Don't look a day over 25.
Taylor, you are such the man there, man. Where's my sound effect? There you go. Thank you, man. You know, I'd like to know how old you look if you could shave your beard, man.
It hasn't been that way for quite a while.
Would you ever shave your beard? You know? Have you been clean shaved other than being born or teenager?
Nah, not since like college, pretty much, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I just wish my beard could grow thick like yours. My beard would take like 5 weeks for it to grow thick. That's what I hate about my beard.
I'm growing it because you can't then.
Yeah, I know. Do you go to a barber or you just trim it yourself?
No, I've been trimming it myself for pretty much the whole time.
Well, damn it, dude. You do a damn good job, man. So I went to the movies this past Saturday, and the movie that we're going to talk about in the movies later, I saw 1917 with a friend of mine named Tammy. It was her birthday. She's a good friend of mine for like 20 years. I took her out to see 1917, which, by the way, you got to see that movie, Taylor. It was great. Oh, my God.
I don't know anything about it.
Number one at the box office. It's already nominated for Best Picture. It was an original film. The story is about World War One. They sent these two soldiers on a mission to warn 1,600 British soldiers not to attack this German army because they were going to be outnumbered. They were going to be slaughtered. And in those days, communication wasn't as wired. They were afraid if they sent pigeons, they're going to get shot. So they had to send these two guys. One guy survived. He managed to get the message across. So, but it was very well done, man. Excellent movie. Oh, my God. So it's nominated for like 5 Oscars. One of them is Best Director and Best Picture. But it's very well done. You got to see it, man. So let's see. Let me see. So, yeah. So no wonder it's nominated for so many Oscars, man. So I have some shows lined up. I'm doing Thorndale, Pennsylvania for Comedy Explosion. On February 15th, I'll be at the Northeast Comedy Cabaret. And on February 21st, I'll be performing with my lady, my good friend, Latisse. All right, people. All right. Well, before anything, due to the causes of the earthquake in Puerto Rico, I have this Puerto Rico Foundation, but I was online. It's a legit foundation. It's called the HispanicFederation.org. If you like to make a donation, send food, clothes, legit medical supplies. I'm not talking about like heroin or weed or steroids, you know. Go on this website called HispanicFederation.org. Hey, Ty, can you turn the music down just a little bit, please? Thank you, bud. Ah, yes, perfect. Okay. And also, due to the fires that are going on in my Australian friends out there, they're trying to say, back to the Puerto Rico thing. Yeah, the earthquake was unexpected. There's some people, again, that are like struggling to find medical help and everything. HispanicFederation.org does everything. They contact the Red Cross, among other organizations, to get stuff sent there quickly. No, they're not asking. Like I said, on my show, there's no politics, no religion on my show. But they're not involved with no Trump organizations, okay? This is a very highly respectable, dependable, reliable federation that helps get stuff across, such as clothes, food, medical supplies, to Hispanic nations that need a bath. So if you really want to make a donation, contact, this is their website, HispanicFederation.org, if you'd like to make your donations. Also, to my Australian friends out there, to those horrible fires that's killing all the wildlife, you know, and they're doing their best to rescue as many as they can. If you like to make a donation to them, to my Australian friends, to go on this website is wildlifewarriors.org.au. AU means Australia. Yes. So if you want to make a donation or if you want to find some way to help, contact these people and make your donations promptly. If you like to help out, you know, with the cause, that'd be great to help out these people that need it badly. Okay. Okay, sorry, that's my cheering. So these are the two, HispanicFederation.org for the earthquake in Puerto Rico and the WildlifeWarriors.org.au for my friends in Australia. And very quickly, if you're a cigar smoker and you're interested in buying a really good cigar, quality name brands, or if you're a pipe smoker and want to buy some tobacco for your pipe, go to SmokingDog.com, located in two locations, one in Medford and the other one in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Also, if you buy a cigar, you are immediately a member, which means you can go to one of their smoking lounges and enjoy smoke. Also, you could bring your own booze. That does not mean you can bring a 24-pack of beer. No, this is a high classy place. So you can bring your cognac, your vodka, your Jack Daniels. Taylor goes there all the time. What's your drink? What's your hard liquor?
I do like a whiskey or tequila.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you can bring that in there and enjoy a drink. So, check them out. Also, if you go there and you buy a cigar box for $2, that $2 will go to a dog kennel, which means it can help the kennels be clean, the dogs be well fed, well medicated, so that way they can be ready to put them up for adoption. That's a great thing. Any type of cigar box for $2. And let me tell you something. Some of these cigar boxes are artistically beautiful. Like some of them are oak and pine. Yeah. So go check them out. Go to smokingdog.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Hector's Outdoor Haven. That's right. Hector Outdoor Haven, located in Columbus, New Jersey. They have everything that you need if you're a hunter, a camper, or just like in the military. You need something just for the outdoors or just something for your home. They have it. You need it, they have it. They've been open for almost 30 years, beating out the competition out there. Some of them went out of business. Some of them just couldn't take it no more. Why? Because they messed with Hector, that's right. So check them out. Go to hectorsoutdoorhaven.com. They're at the Columbus Market in Columbus, New Jersey. Okay, people. Yeah. So like I said before, the good news is that the Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl. That's right, people. I'm not gonna click Cool in the Gang celebration, all right? Ah, what the hell? Let him play. This is too much. Is nowadays in football nowadays, man. Also, I'd like to thank my foot doctor out there. I apologize. Wait a minute. I do have his name on here. He's a good doctor. They helped me out when I had pain in both my feet, my plantar fasciitis. If you got foot problems, Taylor? No? Yes,
I'm
maybe?
All good.
No, you're good? I do. I got some foot problems, man. But I'm not saying that my feet smell. I'm just saying they're good. Ah, here they go. All right, the Foot Ankle Centers, and they have a new address. I should have written it down, but I didn't. But if you have foot problems, these guys are great. The Foot and Ankle Center, oh, here it is. Okay, the Foot and Ankle Center, located at 1245 Whitehorse, Mercerville Road. If you have a foot problem of any kind, make an appointment. Call them at 609-585-4433. These doctors are, the doctor that's there is awesome. He really helped me with my feet, gave me stretching techniques, and the cortisone really helped. So anyway, give them a call, set up an appointment. They're great people. And also, I stretch a lot, and I got these feet, you know, these inserts are really helping me out. So check them out. Give them a visit. All right. That is my good news, that the foot doctor and the Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl. That's it, people. Man. Yes, the Patriots are not going. Thank God. All right, why are they playing it again? All right, the hell with it. You know, anyway. So let's go into the world of cars. If I can just find it right here. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Let's go into the world of cars, people. That That's right, people. All right. In the world of cars. Now, remember, Taylor, when I was telling you about the movie Bullet? It's like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the actor that drove that car, his name was Steve McQueen. He was an avid race car driver. He loved cars. His passion was speed. Now, when he passed away, the car that he drove, some guy had it in his garage for years. He bought it off, you know. Steve McQueen, when he was alive, he tried to get the car back, but they wouldn't sell him back to him, you know. And so this is a long story, even though I have an hour show. But the guy kept it in his garage for like 30 years, fixed it, contacted the Ford dealership saying that he has the original Mustang that Steve McQueen drove in the movie Bullet. So they went over there, they checked the VIN numbers, they checked the license plate, they checked all these other codes that were in this car. And also, this is what made the car legit, that it was Steve McQueen. They saw the, they attached camera equipment in there because they wanted, it was the first time they filmed an action scene inside the car. Plus the smoke when the car was speeding off. So right away, they had the legit car, you know, so... They remodified it and fixed it up, and it went on auction not too long ago, and it sold for $3.7 million.
Jesus.
Yeah. Making it the most highest car ever sold at an auction. Ever in history.
I'd imagine.
There was like two cars that came close. One was a Cobra. I think it sold for like $725,000. And another car, I think it was a Rolls Royce from World War II, sold for like $1.8 million, I think it was. Some German general drove it. I have no idea. But anyway. Yeah. So making it the most highest car in history of all car auctions. And the car sold at an auction at Kissimmee, Florida. The previous record, here it is, was held by 1967 Shelby GT500 for $2.2 million. Yes, it was a Shelby GT. I'm sorry. It was a Shelby GT500. Yeah, that was the closest it came. But this Dodge Bullet 1988 Mustang, wow. So this guy has $3.7 million now in his bank account. Anyway, so the guy that bought it, I think he has a lot of money. You know.
Probably.
But, man.
Oh, my God.
Turn Kathy on. I know that it did. All right, so that's a great thing. So make sure to check out the car that you have is expensive for people. So if you got a Yugo that was driven by, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a good actor that passed away or something like that. The actor, I don't know, the little midget from, I don't know, what the hell is it called? Austin Powers, you know, Mini-Me. And you have that in your garage. Hey, you don't know. That car could probably cost $3.7, all right? Anyway, so this guy named Robert Kiernan, who purchased the car for $3,500 in 1974, he kept it in good condition. And the Mustang GT V8 engine, nowadays, if it's good, you're talking about $70,000. But due to this car was driven by the great actor, one of my favorite actors, Steve McQueen. He was behind the wheel. Also, the movie that he was in, the car that this movie, the car that was in this classic movie, The Bullet, pretty much made that car its value skyrocket. So say if you have this Mustang, a 68 Mustang in your garage, you're talking $70,000. This guy, it was driven by legendary actor Steve McQueen, $3.7 million. But, and I know I mentioned it before, my favorite car is the Boss Mustang, 68, 69 Boss Mustang. Car like that in good condition will sell at an auction for $250,000, $300,000. And it has happened, but it has to be in great condition and everything original. The closest one to a Boss Mustang is, have you seen the movie Taylor, John Wick?
I have not.
You never saw the first John Wick?
No.
Oh, okay. Great movie. But you'll see the Mustang. That's a 69 Boss Mustang he was driving. That's what it looks like. So anyway, so that is your car of the week, man. The Dodge Bullet 68 Mustang was sold at an auction for $3.7 million. Yeah. Why are you laughing and farting? This no. You don't like. Oh my God. Anyway. So, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, normally, like I said, I don't talk about one thing. There was these two guys that we didn't hear earlier. There were the double A guys. What were I call them the double A's. Angry. Oh my God, I forgot. Do you remember?
I mean, I remember. I would like to see you struggle
though. Oh, thanks a lot. Angry assessment.
No.
Oh. Angry. All right, throw me a bone here, man.
Starts with an A.
Okay. The double A guys. I'm gonna continue. No, but
algorithm.
Algorithms. There you go. Thank you. No, they're really nice guys. And they brought pizza. They took it with them. But let's go, ladies and gentlemen, to your food of the... What the hell is wrapping to my thingamabig? Oh, here it goes. And food. All right. No. That's not it. Sand. Let's go into the world of food.
Make me a sandwich.
Okay. Your food of the week. Now, I try to find something different to eat. Okay. It's great to try something different, people. Now, normally when I go out to eat, I like to try like Moroccan food, German food, Russian food. Like I learned from Anthony Bourdain, may he rest in peace, one of my favorite guys that I love. And I was so hoping to meet him many times, but I never had to. Poor guy, you know, he will always be remembered. But I love his job. I would kill to have his job, to travel all over the world and try different stuff. And he really like inspired me to do what I'm doing now, which is entertainment. But I would like to fill in his shoes one day and hopefully do what he did. But I mean, yeah, so I'm very curious to trying different foods from all over the world. So you got to try something different, people. For those people that eat like a 12-year-old, knock it off, all right?
What did you say?
I said knock it off.
What did you say?
Get this whore out of here, all right? So anyway, so here is something that people are all trying there. Keto. Yeah, people are trying too many keto foods and
awkward.
So I found online, if you go on Pinterest.com, the best website out there, or not website technically, I went on this on Pinterest.com and I tried to look at different keto foods that look beefy, porky, and tasty. Yes. No. This is the good food, people. This is the good food, okay?
Oh my God.
So this we're gonna try. I got a feeling one day President Steve is just gonna be like, guys, hey dude, Jerry, knock it off, man. All right. But they're not like that. They're sweethearts of guys, all right? So I pretty much went on Pinterest.com and I tried to find some of the beefy, porky foods instead of eating salad and stuff like that. So here we go. All right. So this is what we got. Your food of the week is pretty much all keto food, beef, pork, chicken, and stuff like that. So I'll give you the full, I won't give you the full recipes. I'll just give you the names of these foods so you can go on Pinterest.com and check it out. So if you're down to keto, Taylor, you should try this out. All right. So. All right, so here we go. Your first keto food that's porky and tasty and beefy and greasy. Here we go. The first one is creamy ranch pork chops. Tyler's
go
like,
on.
Yeah, you see? It's they look like regular pork chops. It's this cream. It's like this cream sauce that is put in a creamy ranch. Instead of barbecue or ketchup, it's creamy ranch, and they pour it on the... Except you cannot deep fry these pork chops. That's what causes the fat. You have to steam it or boil it or bake it.
Probably bake it.
Yeah, I would bake it. Yeah, because that way you definitely feel the taste. And then instead of putting... like some people put barbecue sauce, ketchup, mustard, whatever, they highly recommend that you use creamy ranch. That's it. And you just pour it on the pork chops. I'm going to try that. That's pretty good, man. I would try that. Yeah, why not? Okay, your second one is bacon cheeseburger skillet.
Go on. I'm waiting to hear about it.
Okay. Now, what it is, it's a bacon cheeseburger, except you don't use buns. It's a standalone. You can put cheese on it. It's okay. They said cheese is all right. But you bake the burger, right? And then you put the cheese on top. Then you put the bacon on top. But you don't use buns. Now, they said it's okay. You can use lettuce, tomato, and onions. You can throw mushrooms, whatever, scallions, whatever, and just eat it like that, but without the buns. So I don't know why they call it. They just call it the bacon cheeseburger skillet, and that's it. But it looks really good on Pinterest. You got to check out the picture. Your third one is creamy taco soup and Mongolian beef with vegetables.
Mongolian beef's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, man. And the creamy taco soup is kind of weird, but I would try that. Creamy. I don't know, Miss Bonita. Are you out there listening? Huh? Huh? Hey, kids. You know what? I met somebody today. I miss you guys. Your mothers are still working at strip clubs? Oh, when I think of Bonita, this is what goes through my mind. So those are pretty much your food of the week, these keto meals. If you're starting keto, which I'm thinking about doing for a month, I'm thinking about it. But go on to Pinterest.com, type in keto foods, and if you want to type in a certain type of food that's good for keto, if you're a pork, beef, chicken lover, just type in these foods and you'll see the full recipes on how to make them. Creamy ranch pork chops, bacon cheeseburger skillet, creamy taco soup, and Mongolian beef with vegetables.
Mongolian
beef. I had it once at an Asian restaurant. It's really good. When I meant by Asian people, all right, I meant by like Taiwanese, Japanese, Chinese. I love them all, okay? Bring it on. So I would pretty much say just go on Pinterest.com and just eat away, people. Where the hell is my sound effect board? Here it is. Okay, sorry. I found it. Oh, my God. I hate these things.
Make me a sandwich.
So that is your food of the week.
Make me a sandwich.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And we're doing really good on time. Yes, we are. All right. Well, like I said, man, I went to the movies last Friday. I saw 1917 with my friend Tammy. She loved it. I loved it. It was very well. And get this, Taylor, at 10 o'clock at night, normally I see movies in the afternoon. 10 o'clock at night, the theater was packed to see this movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That shocked the hell out of me, man. Because I thought people wanted to be. And get this, half of them were teenagers. And we went to the AMC in Philly, and she picked it. You know, but this theater is well-protected, man. Had armed security, police outside. And I loved it because not one kid misbehaved. Not one kid was talking, you know. It's none of those assholes that say, hey, guys, let's not talk all day. But when we go to a movie theater, let's talk all the hell we want. You know, I hate those people. But it wasn't like that in there.
I guess they knew how to see a movie.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess they don't want to fuck with security, man. So I had a very good time. It was a very well good movie. I highly recommend people. You got to see this movie, 1917. I mean, yeah, I know people are gonna say, I'm gonna go see Bad Boys 3, Bad Boys for Life. Okay, I respect those two. I like those two guys. Don't get me wrong, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence. Would I see that movie? Yes, but when it comes out on Netflix or on demand. I'm getting tired of the over-exaggerated action scenes, in which, by the way, I'm still trying to get actual police officers to tell me the facts from the fiction of cop movies. It's kind of ridiculous. The action scenes are way over-exaggerated. You mean to say two cops out of a barrage of bullets being had and not one of them gets shot? I'm sorry, you know. Am I right, Taylor? They always, like, they find a spot, and they're getting shot up like crazy. And I mentioned that to some police officers about scenes like that in movies. And they pretty much all these police officers say the same thing. Don't these guys call for backup?
I mean, that's the movie, though.
Yeah, they are. They stand there, and then two guys, two guns, and they're up against like a cartel of an army of cartel men. And next thing you know, they take them all out with their 9mm or their 357 Berettas.
Yeah.
Like, and there's always the shot they're accurate, you know, like bang, oh, in the head, boom, they go run across the street and boom, you know. And then one police officer cracked me up. He goes, you know, a 357 Beretta, accurate distance is 50 yards. He's like, yeah. Okay, you ever seen these guys, these cops, like, pull the gun out, and the gun is, like, 100 miles away, and the shot goes right through the guy's head? He's like, yeah. Okay, that's bullshit. I mean, it's like, I have a three. He's like, yeah, it's 50 yards is the minimum distance of that gun. So pretty much, yeah, I'm kind of tired of that, you know. So, like I said, I loved the first one. The second one was okay, but it's always get this, the storyline. They're up against a Mexican cartel lord. Just like the first and the second. Oh my God, who's going to win? Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. All right. Ooh, spoiler alert. I just gave the ending away. Oh my God, people. Oh, where's Grossman? Give me Grossman, man. So, that's pretty much that spoiler alert ending, people. All right, so they're gonna just do what they're gonna do.
Go fuck yourself.
All right, people. So back to 1917. So it's a World War One kick. I loved it. And speaking of World War One, I'm going to recommend, since let's go to the section of movie recommendation. Movie recommendations are movies that I've seen. I love movies. I love classic films. And I am a big movie buff. It is movies that I highly recommend for others to go see. Movies such as action, drama, suspense, mystery, western, sports, sci-fi, classic, and documentaries. I added that one. And the movies that, since I am on a World War One kick, the movie that I highly recommend, and it's a classic, very well done, it is the 1957 Paths of Glory. This movie is very well done from the late, great Stanley Kubrick. I love this movie. I have it on my DVR. It is so well done, so well acted. And the movie is starring Kirk Douglas, Adolphe Mignot, and Ralph Bleeker, and Richard Anderson, directed by Stanley Kubrick. And this movie was beyond. Now, the actor that I mentioned, Richard Anderson, he was Steve Austin's boss in The $6 Million Man, but he did a very excellent job, oh my God, in this movie. Now, the movie is about when soldiers in World War One refuse to continue with an impossible attack. Their superior officers decide to make an example of them. They were ordered to cross the line to send a message. But they were so well bombarded with bullets and bombs, and they knew they were either going to be captured or killed. So they had no choice. They did deliver the message, but it was too late. Anyway, the disciplinary, they found out, they thought that they were being cowards, and they were not. They were not being cowards. They know that these three men that were sent on this mission, they were so overwhelmed with gunfire, bombs going off, landmines, German patrol. They were not called Nazis in World War One. They were called just Germans, Krauts, you know. The Nazi regime didn't start 20 years later, right after World War One. So they had no choice but to stand down. They did communicate, you know. But anyway, you have to see the movie, what happened. But the acting performances in this movie was so real. It was so emotional because they were sentenced to death in those days. Now today is imprisonment, but it was a different time. You were going to be shot for insubordination or being a coward or sedition of character in the military. But this was the French military and they all spoke American. But anyway, the movie was very well acted, very well done. There was one scene where the guy was begging for his life, knowing that it was his last day to be in front of the firing squad. And Kirk Douglas just looked at this man, you know, you're a French soldier, act like it, you know, stand up. And the guy tried. He's, you know, cleaned himself off, And he did the march. You'll see the march, the drum scene in the march was so intense. I know I talked about this movie before my later podcast, but I brought it up again because of the movie 1917. Anyway, that scene alone, where they were marching to the wall, knowing they were going to get shot, was intense. The two soldiers that said were men were soldiers, you know, and that one that said, crying down the aisle full of other soldiers, you know, he kept it together, but in the end, they got shot. But I'm sorry, spoiler alert, but like I said, Stanley Kubrick did an excellent job with this film. It was nominated for Oscars, and it was directed by the late, great Stanley Kubrick, which, by the way, I'm trying to get an interview with his daughter on my podcast. It's hard, but I'll get her. It was written by Calder Willingham, Jim Thompson, and Stanley Kubrick. It came out into theaters on December 25th, 1957. Now you can see it online, streaming, and the runtime of this movie is 86 minutes. It's from United Artists. It is at 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. So you gotta see this movie. It's very well done and very well performed. So that is the movie that I highly recommend, is Paths of Glory. Yes.
I will fuck you up.
They didn't say that in any game. All right. So normally in films, I talk about tough people in films, man. So we're going to go to, oh my gosh, should have had it up. Here we go. One tough sucker.
One tough sucker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're one tough sucker in movies. This actor won an Oscar for The Godfather. No TV. Oh my God. Sorry about that. Hit the wrong button there. Oh, hey people, xylophone time. Do you know what time it is, boys and girls? Who cares? Anyway, one tough sucker in movies. So this actor is an Oscar winner. He appeared in many great movies: Ronin, Godfather, The Heat. The list goes down, man. He's one of the greatest actors out there, still working today. He's also in a great movie called The Irishman that I love. So you're one tough sucker in films.
One tough sucker
is Mr. Robert De Niro. Congratulations, you are the one tough sucker in movies.
One tough sucker.
All right. Now, just as a moment we're going to talk about sports. Yes, as I said, the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Okay, good. You're not going to play the Mexican music. Okay, good. Taylor, you're a football fanatic just like me. What do you think? Are you relieved?
Of?
The Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl?
I mean, they've given some of the best games I've ever seen, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, when the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl, that shock of the world, because how many people that time, what was it, 2012 that happened? When the Giants were losing in the beginning, all of a sudden they started winning games, playoffs, and they made it to the Super Bowl. And then when they go up against the Patriots, when they were undefeated, before, you know, they won, what was it?
That was 07.
16 games?
Yeah.
Yeah, they think this is it. You know, the 72 players from the Dolphins were there. They want to exchange the passing of the torch. You're the new team, undefeated. But then when the shock of the world came, when the Giants beat the Patriots, you know, I think it was the quarterback and the receiver that were there from the 72 Dolphins. Do you remember?
I don't remember the specifics, no.
Yeah, well, they were there. They were going to be like, hey, congratulate, you're the new undefeated team in the NFL. Yeah. And then next thing you know, they lost. Those two guys were like, hey, let's go back to our cars and go home. Why are we here? Oh, all expenses paid. You know, okay, cool. It's like, all right, well, hey, Giants, congratulations. Oh, my God, that was a great game. But I'm happy that the Patriots are not going. I'm tired of a team that keeps going to a championship over and over and over and over again. It happens with Dallas. It happened with San Francisco. It happened with Pittsburgh. I understand, okay? Listen, I understand. You know, like, Taylor, you're a huge Eagles fan.
Yes.
Would you be, let me ask, okay, this is a good question to ask you. And had the Eagles gone to a Super Bowl 8 or 9 times, say like Pittsburgh, would you be like relieved, or would you be like, oh God, okay, I got it?
I can't even fathom that, so I can't really answer that.
But I mean, this hypothetically, if they kept going to the Super Bowl more than once, it's like, come on, every year, here they are again.
I'd probably be hyped each time.
Really? Yeah. You would be hyped. Okay, that's a diehard fan, right? Okay. I mean, like when I saw the Giants play Buffalo and everybody thought Buffalo was going to win the Super Bowl, but then when they missed that half an inch to the field goal kick, Buffalo missed it. Yeah, I was like excited. And then when years later, Giants go again, and years later, Giants go again, I was happy. You know what I mean? You know, and I'm sure as a diehard Eagles fan, when they finally went to the Super Bowl and they finally won a Super Bowl, I mean, you know, you were happy, you were emotional. You know, that's your team. You finally did it. Now you're a Super Bowl winning team, you know. Any thoughts, Taylor? Back to you.
I mean, yeah, it was I kind of flabbergasted game, like beating, you know, team like the Patriots.
Yeah, man. I mean that's a good thing. All right. So, like, but I'm happy. I don't like the Patriots. The top three teams I do not like in the NFL. The Cowboys are number one. The Titans are number two. And the Patriots are number three. Those are the top three teams I do not like. The teams that I highly respect and I really want them to go to the Super Bowl and win, top of that list is the Browns. Shut up, Taylor. I know I lost $20 to you, okay? But I really do want them to go one day, man. And I got a feeling they're going to win, all right? And the Jets are number two. Don't say why, but I put them at the number two spot. And number three on my list of top three teams I really want them to see winning the Super Bowl is, all right, you can kick my ass with the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, there, I said it. Who cares? You know, because they went to the Super Bowl twice. They didn't win. But I hope one day. But now, besides all that, the world of the UFC, people, yes, the big fight this Saturday, 10 o'clock p.m. I'm not going to go see it because I'm going to be asleep by that time. Conor McGregor versus Cowboy. It is the top big fight right now in the UFC world. People are placing big bets. It's sold out already in Las Vegas. Top of the biggest name celebrities will be there watching this event. And already people are predicting Conor McGregor is going to win this fight, that he's going to beat Cowboy. No, I'm going for Cowboy to win. Taylor, would you like to place any bets?
I don't know much about either fighting history, so.
No, that's all right. That's all right, man. Well, you want to place any bets for the game?
Which one?
Let's see. How about is it San Francisco and Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay. No point spread. Straight win. $5 bet?
Yeah, I mean, San Francisco, but I think we've agreed on both, so.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. So, all right, I'll go Green Bay. You go for San Fran.
All right.
Okay, $5. There we go, people. It's on recorded. There's no handshake. $5. Oh, God. This will be interesting for me to good watch the sports. It's $5, people, all right? That doesn't mean I'm going to go destitute, all right? Oh, my God, man. It is on, all right? So, anyway. But anyway, that is the big fight this Saturday, Conor McGregor and Cowboy. Talk of the world in ESPN, I mean, they're already making predictions. They're already saying, you know, Conor McGregor's going to win this fight. That's the top bet right now. But like I said, Cowboys got this fight, so that's who I'm going for.
I will fuck you up!
Yeah.
Go to town, man. Go to town!
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, do you have the Love TKO stuff? No?
I can pull it up.
Oh, thank you. All right, people. Now we're going to go to the Love TKO Woman of the Week. Yes. This woman that I picked was pretty much, yes, Bonita, if you listen out there, baby. Yeah, you hear my sensuous voice. You hear me, girl? Yeah. Anyway. don't mention my name. Anyway. So this woman, she was a sexy stripper in the movie From Dusk Till Dawn. Frida, Grown Ups, Desperado, Wild Wild West. She is incredibly talented, incredibly hot, incredibly short, and incredibly curvy. She is also was a Mexican soap opera star before she made it big in Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, your Love TKO Woman of the Week is Miss Thelma Hayek. Congratulations, my dear. You are the love TKO woman of the week. Oops. Oops, wrong button. Hold on. Anyway, I have it right here. Here we go. Why the hell did I play that? All right. Well, let's play this one here. Here we go. There we go.
12 seconds later.
I don't know. All right, well, Thelma Hayek is the love TKO woman of the week. What do you think, guy?
Hell fucking yeah!
I've added some new sample bites. You like that one? What do you think of Taylor, guy?
Hell fucking yeah!
Oh my god. Oh my god, I love that guy. He is so awesome, man. Oh man. You think I'm gonna lose this bet with Taylor?
Hell fucking yeah.
Oh my god. Well. All right, people, now it's up to the topic. I got about 10 more minutes. So normally topics, I pick about anything that I want to talk about. All right. Foundations and organizations, people, such as fundraisers to help people that need help. All right. Now, due to the fact of the situation with GoFundMe and some other ones out there, before you make a donation, please do your extreme research to find out if they are legit, okay? I do. Do I make donations? No. Depending on the situation, I mean, I have made donations of cancer research, AIDS research. I've also donated some money that, you know, somebody passed away from the military or law enforcement. Yes, I have given my time. I've done comedy shows to do fundraisers such for that. I've done many comedy shows for kids in sports that need equipment. I've done shows that people need for food. I've done comedy shows when Puerto Rico happened in the hurricane, also in Seaside Heights, which was a great thing to do because you're doing it for a very worthy cause. And so when I said about the foundation for the Puerto Rico and Australia, I did my full research for like an hour, 2 hours, did my research to make sure these websites were legit. Okay. It was a female Australian comedian. I forgot her name, but she raised over $30 million. Can you believe that? You know? $30 million she raised for animal to save the animal wildlife in Australia. That was a beautiful thing she did. I do not know this female comic's name. I apologize. So any of my Australian listeners out there, if you are listening, I mean, she did a great thing. All that money went to the wildlife to save the koala, to save the pit bulls, to save the, look at Taylor. He's like, pit bulls? They're pit bulls? Oh, yeah. What is, hey, look, I love Australia. Don't get me wrong, people. The thing is about Australia, what scares me is that everything is so freaking poisonous in that freaking damn continent. I'm about to say island. Oh, my God, man. You got the crocodile. They got a poisonous flower. They got poisonous spiders. They got, what else? These poisonous, venomous snakes, you know. They got a platypus that's poison. Yeah, it's the male that has the thorn. If you get stuck with this thorn. They got these ants that are just, they have a moth in Australia that burns down children's schools. I'm kidding. No, they don't. But I mean, everything in Australia is so poisonous down there. Oh, my God. It's a dangerous island to go to. But it's a great way to get rid of your ex. Yeah. Accidental death. You know? Hey, honey, let's go to Australia. Sure. Well, we'd love to go. Where we're going? We're going to go deep into the jungles of Australia. Yes. Go by yourself first. I'll catch up. You know? Is that a poisonous spider in your hand? No, but it's going to be on you. look at Taylor. He's not laughing at him. I'm just giving a helpful hint to those people that can't stand their exes. Anyway, I would say pretty much it's a great thing to do when you check your websites if you want to make a donation to send food, clothing, building equipment, you know, or anything. To help people that need help, you know, such as my Australian friends, and now this earthquake that happened in Puerto Rico. Somebody was coming, when you talk about the Iranian conflict, it's like, listen, it's not a conflict, okay? First of all, I work with Arabic people at my job, and Muslims. They're beautiful people, all right? And they gave me, I drank their tea, I ate their food, I would love to pray with them one day. Yes, I would love to do that. As a Catholic man, I would love to do that out of respect, you know. But let me tell you something. Not everybody, what happened in Iran, okay, what the douche Trump did, he did something that's illegal, all right? He did a war crime thing, you know. Why are you going to kill this general when he hasn't done nothing yet, you know? It's a shame what happened, and then with the retaliation with missiles on the base, all right, you know, even Steven, okay? I just hope we can resolve this issue, be peaceful. I love Iranians, I love Arabic Muslims, I love you guys are the best. I love your food too, man. Oh my God. Ugh, I'm not talking about it now. Now makes me want to go to an Arabic restaurant right now. There are some here in Philly and Jersey. So, but anyway, back to this again. Just make sure if you want to make a donation, just check these websites out very thoroughly. Go to your local law enforcement, you know, or ask somebody that can help you check these websites. Because some of these hackers are really good nowadays. They make it look legit. You know, they make it look real, like, yes, and then they put the click on there and then the link on there. And next thing you know, that money goes straight into their pocket instead of the organization that or the people that need it. It did. That happened in the Puerto Rico situation with the storm. It happened with other places, too, especially the GoFundMe page with those three douchebags are right now serving time in jail. With all that money, what was it, like $500,000 went into their pocket. And now all that money is coming back, and now they're spending time sucking and licking dick and in prison. You know, I hope they get what they deserve. You pretty much...
12 seconds later.
You pretty much have to do your thorough research in what you want to do. And it's a great cause to help what's happening right now. The earthquake in Puerto Rico, yes, it was unexpected. There's still... You know, tremors happening down there right now as we speak, and there, people are terrified now. There are a lot of people that are sick and a lot of people that are homeless. You know, they need to build these temporary homes, tents. They need to have these hospitals there. I believe the military right now made a full run, but if you really want to make a have a good heart and really want to make a donation, please, you know, do for both Puerto Rico and Australia. They need the money. More than ever. They need your help more than ever. But make sure if there's an organization happening, please do your research, people. That's the topic, man. Research. All right. Become an FBI agent. Become a detective. Make sure that it's legit before you place a dime. You know, if you're in construction, you want to build, send some equipment down there, you know, to help out. If you want to volunteer, you know, go to the Red Cross and just, you know, and go down there and help out, man. People need a helping hand. So I'm going to give you these two websites before I close the show. If you'd like to make a donation to the earthquake situation in Puerto Rico, go to HispanicFederation.org. They're affiliated with many other great help organizations. One of them is the Red Cross. And they were doing everything they can to send what they can send down there to help the people in Puerto Rico. Also, if you are an animal lover, and not just animal lover, but you want to help rebuild and save these beautiful animals in Australia, such as the moth that loves to burn down children's schools. I mean, I'm talking about koala bears, wallabies, what else is there? The kangaroo. The heron shooting up rodent. I don't know what the hell they have down there. But anyway, if you're an animal lover, you want to make a donation, go to the wildlifewarriors.org.au. And it's not, hey, you. No, it's AU is abbreviated for Australia. If it was wildlifewarriors.org.
Hell fucking yeah!
But it's not that, okay? It's wildfire. wildlifewarriors.org.au if you like to make a donation to help save the beautiful animals and the beautiful life of Australia. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my show is about to be closing. Also, I'm going to find a really good song to close out to really quick. Preston Elliott is a huge fan of Rush, and his idol, Mike Portnoy, passed away. I'm a big fanatic of rock music, and Mike Portnoy, Rush is one of my favorite bands, right next to Van Halen, you know. And I'm going to find a really good song to close the show as from Rush. So that way, my producer will play the pizza commercial as I come back. All right, people.
Are you looking for that New York style and taste? Then go to La Vida's Pizzeria. It has that New York feel and that Italian tasty touch. Mwah! A great place to eat with family and friends. La Vida's Pizzeria, located at 12 High Street, Mount Holly, New Jersey. For pickup or delivery, call 609-267-8957. La Vida's Pizzeria. Excellent food, perfect New York taste.
Okay, boys, let's see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to close the show. Before anything, Taylor, thank you so much. You did a great job today, as always, man.
Got it.
All right. Due to the fact that Mark Portnoy, the greatest drummer in rock band Rush and all, I'm not an instrument guy, but I've seen the stuff on YouTube. He's a great drummer. Rush, Mark Portnoy, who passed away. May he rest in peace. This goes out to you, to all you Rush fans. Hold on. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Rush, Flight by Night. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank everybody out there listening to another edition episode of the Jerry Torres program here on wildfireradio.com. I'll be back the following Thursday. Not next Thursday, I won't be on. The following Thursday, we'll be back on. But I'd like to say to everybody out there that's listening, whatever religious figure you believe in, may you be blessed. I bid you all a fondue. I'll be back the following Thursday. So I ask you all, please don't go changing. Rush, Flight by Night, take me away.